Lying on the sofa, I cannot bring myself to speak. Mum comes and lifts my legs and drops them back across her lap as she sits on the seat beside me. A cartoon is on the telly with the sound down, but I'm not watching it. I can see she's found my car, or the rattling collection of macaroni, sugar paper and glue that the stand-in teacher sent us all home with. Mum must have dug it out of the bin. Happy Father's Day. Mum rubs my feet, carefully avoiding the ticklish areas. She looks at me sometimes, across at my face. Takeaway tonight, Bob. I can't answer. Looking down at my foot, she says, looks like it's just you and me then, Foot. How are you feeling? Are you feeling sad? After a short pause, my foot nods sadly. And how about you, she says, collecting up my other foot. Are you sad too? Your two is sad. Oh dear, she says. Oh dear. And she sits there, considering while I clutch a cushion to my belly and look at the screen. Long silence. Long, long silence, full of cartoon noises, bullets and boings. I tell you what, she says, addressing my big toe. Let's have a talk about what you've done today. Let's talk about your shoes. What shoes have you been in today? My foot thinks for a while and looks across the room towards the door. Your high-tech silver shadows, she says. Are they your favourite shoes? Foot nods. And what about you, she asks the other foot. Have you been wearing high-tech silver shadows? The other foot nods too. Of course you have. It'd be silly to wear something else, wouldn't it? Then you'd be in odd shoes. Did you like wearing your high-tech silver shadows? The left foot nods, yes. And the right foot shakes, no. I say, they like them, but one rock to you. She leans into my feet.